Okay, so we're up to the parsha of Vahayim Shemaya. We started it last time. And last time we discussed about what's the inyan of the beginning of the parsha. The whole inyan of schar in this world for mitzvahs. Is it poshut that you get schar for mitzvahs in this world? So that's what we discussed last time. So that's the hakdama to the mitzvah. We discussed what Chazal say, why the first parasha is before the second parasha, and apparently Chazal didn't feel that it was sufficient to say that because it's first in the Torah order, there must be a reason why in the Takan of Kriyashma it's this way. And Chazal say because this first parasha is Kabbalas Olmach Shemaim, the second parasha is Kabbalas Mitzvahs, and you have to Mekabal Olmach Shemaim before Kabbalas Mitzvahs. In what way is the second parasha Kabbalas Mitzvahs? Because it says, if you heed the laws, if you listen to the Torah, you'll get good stuff. If not, you won't. So that's a Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. We discussed it in the context of, it's not necessarily schar according to the Rambam. It's you will receive things which will make it easier for you to be Oved Hashem Baiter. That's how the Rambam learns the parasha. It's not schar as much as, it will take away the nisyonis that a person has in Olam Hazeh through different things, and it will become easier to keep. Now, the flip side of that is the pasuk that starts, Yishomru Lochem Pen Yifte Levavchem. So you're going to get all this bounty, you're going to get all the good stuff, and what's going to happen? You will become a Baal Gaiva. And this Nisayan of Gaiva from having money is a lot worse, a lot stronger than the Nisayan of not having enough money. And I remember there was a Yid, he's a very stark Yid, a big Kanoi, and he lives in Argentina. His name is Shmuel Aryeh Levine. Shmuel Levine, they flew him into Eretz Yisrael to be masmid of Shmuel Orbach. And he's a big, big person. I'm close with him, he's close to my family. So he was here, he's talmid of Rav Shach, very big kanoi. So I asked him, what's macht the Torah in Buenos Aires? How's the Torah growing? He said, se shver the geld. So share the geld, the money situation is very difficult. So I said, I thought it's getting better. It's not enough? So he said, no, I'm saying there's too much. It used to be you had to suffer, and not suffer, but you had to a little bit, a person that knew what their priorities were. Now, anyway, I think 5 years later, that's not the case in that country, at least. It's 40% inflation in the last month. So that means that, if you were getting $100 and that was enough to buy you a suit, now it's enough to buy you challahs for Shabbos. And if you had enough money to buy you challahs for Shabbos, now you have enough money to, buy yourself some crumbs. But anyway, that's beside the point. So the nisayon of the gaiva of having money is worse than the other nisayonis. Yishomru lachem, you have to be very, very careful. And we're going to see at the end of the shir, what's the mechanism to be careful? Be careful. Now what? So I assume that half of the main thing to be careful of is being aware that it's a nisayon. Right, as knowing the challenge that this is about to happen, already you're protected. But the Torah does not give us a mechanism through which to prepare ourselves. It just says, Hishomru lochem, be very, guard yourself. Pen yifte levavchem, lest your heart sway, v'saratem, and you go away from the derech, v'avaratem elohim acherim, v'shtachavisem lehem. And then Hashem will get angry, chas v'shol, v'otzar es ha-shemayim v'lo yiyye motar, v'ho adoma lo yisite nes yevulah. Again, we had a diak last time, but it doesn't say yevul. It won't give yevulah, meaning even the yevul that it's supposed to give is going to be held back. Not just you're not going to get extra. Even what it's supposed to give, it's not going to give. Right, the diak, yevulah. It's yevul that it's supposed to give. And on top of that, Mi'al ha'aretz ha'toiva, asher Hashem noisim lechem. You will be banished quickly from your land. Rashi says, this is an extra gzera. Besides that you lose your money, on top of everything, you'll go to Golos. On top of everything, you'll go to Golos. Now, we've discussed in the Rambam share after Shabbos, on Shabbos, what's the function of going to Golos? What's that going to help? We're down, so now you're going to make us worse? What's the point of that? So one pshat is, well, if you're in Golos and you don't have your own land, then it's going to be very hard for you to become a Baal Gaiva. Because there's plenty of people out there reminding you of your place.
So is it possible to say that, in other words, you're going to, because you serve other gods, you're going to seize those other gods and you go and you have the power. And you're going to be, now you know, like, what did I do? I serve these other gods and they got me nothing. They got me the dollars and look where they put me. Just following the... Because the whole thing is going
Rashi's main point is that since the land was the one that was gerim you, the avera in the first place, well, the land because of the bounty. No, but the land was gerim you the avera because you were sartim levavchem, because you got too much. Right? No, he's shomer lachem because the nasati esev. Why though? Because the whole thing started because you got too much money. So since the land was garm you the problem in the first place, that's why you should get off the... That's what Rashi says. We said over other pshatim in the past that the purpose of Golos is that since we're not on high enough madriga for the goyim to learn from us, so Mamela... Well, right. Exactly. So sometimes, if we were doing our tachlis, they would be able to see that we're special all the way from, even if we were in Eretz Yisrael, right? They would be able to see how special we are, like in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. But now, we're not special enough that they should see our madriga all the way from Eretz Yisrael. So the only way it's going to work is if we come in, go to Golos, and they'll see us from close up. Then they'll see, then we'll be able to deliver the message better. So the idea ultimately is for us to deliver the message of, of the Am Segula. Okay, now, that's the idea that we're going to be in Golos. So, good. Now,
I recently heard that the Yetzirah for money is like has all three.
Rashi speaks in a second. V'achalta v'savata hishomru lachem. Rashi says, kivan shetiu oichlim v'sveyim hishomru lachem shaloi tevatu. She'ena the mered b'kadosh baruch hu el mitech sviya. She'ne'emar pentecha v'savata v'rom levavecha v'shachachta. Yeah, what?
The Yetzirah of money is a triple header. It has Kina, Kaiva, Bakaba, all built in.
Right.
It's not just the Kaiva of money. It's I have money and now I'm somebody. It's not just the Kaiva, it's Kaiva as well.
It's a Kaiva that you can get what you want.
Yeah, it's all pretty built in.
Right. It used to be much more, right. You see this nowadays. Baruch Hashem, Klai Yisrael is a big brach. There's a lot of money out there. But, it's not as simple in the science. Right, exactly. Whichever end you're on, you're always in an Nisayan. Ha'oisha mitzad echad, ha'oini mitzad acher. Okay, now. So now, the pasuk seemingly goes a shtickle, out of order. And it says, Hisamtem is Devarai Ela Alavavchem Al Nafshchem. You should constantly repeat these words to remind yourself of your Avos Hashem that you're supposed to have and the danger of not having it. Ukshatem oisam lois ayedchem. You should put on tefillin with these parashias. Vayula toitofes bein einechem. Okay. And it goes through the mitzvahs that we already had repeated in the first parasha of Kriyat Shema. So the question is, what is the pasuk here doing? What's the pasuk saying? What's the hemshach? Right? We're talking about a Kabbalah soul mitzvahs, and it's a whole complicated thing. You got to keep the mitzvahs, v'chulu v'chulu, and all of a sudden, put on tefillin. What's the hemshach? So Rashi says that the hemshach is that now that you're in Golos, maybe you would have a Havamina, you don't have to keep mitzvahs anymore. Because mitzvahs are when we're in our pristine, ideal state. That's when mitzvahs were given to Klal Yisrael. Mitzvahs were not given to Klal Yisrael when they're in Golos. And therefore there will be a Havamina, maybe, that you're not mechuyev in mitzvahs, even mitzvahs shebegufay, when you're in Golos. Zok the pasuk, even when you're in Golos, you got to keep the mitzvahs. That's how Rashi learned the pasuk. That's how a lot of Rishonim learned. And that's the Hemshech. It means it's talking about when you're in Golos. Right? Okay. But I was a little bothered by that pshat. And Baruch Hashem, so I looked around, the Netziv has a different pshat on the pasuk. I think Rabbi Victor Miller like throws that in his beer, Adavar and Tefillah. And so Rabbi Victor Miller and it's the Netziv. Says amazing pshat. These psukim that we're about to say now, do tefillin, do mitzvahs, this is not talking, it's not telling you what happens once you go to Golos. It's telling you this is the recipe to avoid the Golos in the first place. This is the recipe of the Hishomru Lachem. Like we said before, watch yourself. If you have bounty and you have brachas, so what should you do to guard yourself from losing, from getting carried away? This is how you're Shomer Lachem. This is how, it's amazing pshat, right? This is the shmir that you're supposed to do. What do? You do, v'samtem es devara eila levavchem, u'ksharetem oisam lo'ois al yedchem, v'ayu le'toytofois bein einechem. Remember we said that u'ksharetem is for all your maisim that you do. It reminds you that there's no koichi v'oitzim yadi. It's not your koyach, which is getting you the success. So if you have that attitude in your business, and you remember that, no, it's not me making the money. So you're bound to lose your gaiva. What gaiva? You can't do anything. You can't. Not only can't you accomplish your business deal, but you say, you know what, fine. I can't accomplish the business deal, but at least I could think of some good ideas. Well, I have some good ideas. I know that whether they happen or not is up to Hashem. That I know. But at least I can come up with the ideas. No. Bein Einechem. Also, that remember that all your ideas, you have to meshabed your ideas to Hashem. As a matter of fact, the Targum Unkelus, unbelievable, in the Targum Unkelus, on the Pasuk, in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, this is at the end of Parshas Ekev. In the beginning, I think it's a Parshas Ekev. B'zacharto, ki as Hashem alokecha, ki hu anoisin l'cha koyach lasos choyel, that Hashem gives you koyach to do what you have to do. Zok the Targum, listen to this. V'sidkai as Hashem alokech, arehu yoev loch eitza l'mikni nichsin. Koyach lasos choyel doesn't mean the physical strength, it means the eitza, the ideas. Hashem gives you the ideas of what you can, the ideas also. So in other words, not only if you have to remember, Hashem gives you the koyach to close the deal, Hashem gave you the idea to get the deal in the first place. So then you say to yourself, okay, so what's left for me to do? So I'd say the only thing left for you to do is daven. Daven, Hashem should help you.
That's going in a bonus and shit.
One second. So the only thing left for you to do is daven. I say, fine, so I'll daven. So what do we say when we start davening? Hashem sfasai titoch. You can't even daven without Hashem. So not only you can't accomplish without Hashem, not only can't you get the good ideas. Okay, so I'll daven. You can't even daven if you don't ask Hashem permission to daven. Hashem sfasai titoch. You have to Hashem to give you permission, the koyak to daven, otherwise you can't even daven. So all that's up to us is the rotten to want to daven. That we can do. We have to have the rotzim to want to daven. What? Not so fashion? What's not? Yeah, obviously. Yeah. So, but the point is, so you put on the tefillin, okay? So you remember, hold on, I'm not going to get carried away anymore because I remember that it's Hashem giving me the money. If Hashem is giving me the money, what am I going to get carried away for? It's Hashem. What does it say after that?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why does it say sometimes Nibri al Avavikam? Why doesn't it say al Zroasekem? And why doesn't it tell us, like, you don't put them on your heart, you put it on your arm?
It does. Ksharitim
oisam lo oisayetchem. That's also on Yadchem. That's the second part.
That's the tefillin.
But it's on your Zroa.
That's the yad. That's what it means.
Oh, that's when they wrap it. That's the yad is here.
No. Shartim,
that's
Kshira.
Not a yad. We can call this a yad.
I hear it. Why did the Torah call it a yad? I'm not sure.
I mean, that's the wrapping is on the yad.
I don't think that's what you're referring to, but I do hear your ha'ara about why it's called a yad here, not a zroya.
And then you're not really putting it on your heart.
It's connected the lave.
Right.
Because it's supposed to remind you. It's connected the lave. It's supposed to remind you. It's supposed to, it has to be connected the lave. Yeah, you got to open it up eventually. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Now, another thing. V'limadetem oisam es b'neichem. You have to teach your children. L'daber bum. What does l'daber bum mean? So Rashi says, "Ledaber bum." Yeah, unbelievable, Rashi. Zokt Rashi, "Nishal she'aben yodeh ledaber lamdehu Torah tziva lanu Moshe she yezeh limud diburai." This is, should be the way he speaks. Mikan amru kishatimek maschel ledaber aviv meisiach imay b'loshen hakodesh u'malamdo Torah. The imloy also came. Harei ki'ilu koivrei. So Rashi says that this is a special mitzvah. Hishomru lochem penifta levavchem. Special mitzvah. The imaratim oisam esmeinechem medaber bom. In the first parsha of Shema, it says something else. Mishinantam levanecha v'dibaratim bom. Two mitzvahs. Teach your kids Torah, and you should speak in Torah constantly. Here it adds, you should teach your kids to speak constantly in Torah, that their main dibur should be Torah. Their main dibur should be Torah. And you have to be constantly involved in Torah. What's this point? The point is that you have to give your kids the tools to survive this Nisayan as well. And the primary way to survive this Nisayan is being Isaac in Torah. But not just being Isaac in Torah. I have my learning. It's not Isaac and Torah is not enough. You have to live the Torah. You have to live it to the point every step you take is Torah, to the point that now when I'm working, I'm doing Torah. So if a person, when they're working, they're doing Torah, so they're much less susceptible to this Nisayan of the Gaiva, of the whole downfall. Because the whole thing is just a kiyum of Torah itself. The whole priorities are Torah. They're halachadik of Torah. They're going to be wondering every time, is this Torahdik? Is it not Torahdik? What are they doing?
It's when they fall that they know where they can know where to go after they fall.
No, so this pshat is not saying that. This pshat is saying that this is the shmirah. This is part of the shmirah. According to this pshat, we're going back to the shmirah. We're saying the shmirah is in the Torah itself, like that famous Indian that we've said over in the past, the Beis. But the idea is, we don't make a Birkas of Torah again at night. You learn in the morning, then you go to work, you come back for night Seder, you should make a new bracha, just like you do in a sukkah. Tosis says this kashin sukkah, right? Why not? So Tosis says, because if you work the whole day in a Torah way, you never forgot about it. You're always planning to go back to the Torah. It means that the Torah is really, I never forgot about the Torah, because even when I'm working, I'm relying back on that Torah that I was makabel then, right? That I'm doing and I'm involved with. So the idea is that these inyanim, in the context of the first parasha, were ideals of being aware of Hashem. This parasha takes it a step further, that the mitzvahs are things that are supposed to guard you constantly, connected those problems that exist in the outside world. And what's the tool to be successful? Put on tefillin. In other words, be meshabed your thoughts and your ma'asim to Hashem. Learn Torah, but not just learn it. Talk Torah. Be involved in Torah. Constantly, the dabra bum. That the first thing the child says should be Torah tziva lanu Moshe. That should be the first thing he says. The Torah. Now, why is that? Why that pasuk? More than Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You would think maybe the first pasuk you should teach a child is Shema Yisrael. Why Torah tziva lanu? Because Torah tziva lanu Moshe is your lifestyle. It's the thing that you yarshined from your parents is the thing that you even don't have to learn it. It's the mama lashon, right? A person, right? I speak Spanish not because I learned it in school. Everyone that learned it in school can't speak a word, right? And I never learned it in school. But why? Because that's the mama lashon. That's you. What you accept, what you mekabel from your parents as your yerusha. Is not something which is taught. It's a metzias. It's a metzias of who you are. So the mela that is so ingrained that you're never going to lose that. So the mama lashon should be Torah is your yerusha. That's what your yerusha is. You're not going to go away from it. Your yerusha is Torah. So you have to teach your child in order to protect him from this nesayin that what? Not just teach him, you know, go to school, you know, and they should pick up things along the way. No. Teach them, mechanech them, that their life and breath is Torah. That's what the Yerusha I'm giving you. I'm not giving you any other Yerusha. The Yerusha I'm giving you is Torah. And that's the Yerusha you have. The thing which is your Yerusha, you don't give up. You don't lose. You don't know, and no one else could take it from you either. Right? The thing which is your Yerusha is that thing which you'll never sell, even for more than its value. It's your heirloom, your family heirloom. You cannot give it a price, right? No one's going to buy it from you, and you're not going to sell it because it's a family heirloom. So if the Torah is your family heirloom, and that's the way you mechanech the child, the first thing he learns from you is that, then you're always going to have it. So according to this pshat, this is the shmira. How do you protect oneself? That they should be medaber in it, not just like in the first parasha. The first parasha is the Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemaim. I'm a total Eved, that all my Maisim are Meshubet to Hashem. But this is a new Shlav. This is the Shmira that I'm with it. It's so ingrained in me, Ledaber Bam, that I can't give it up. And wherever I go, I do it.
One of the mitzvahs is they're precious. So I see them, you know they're valuable, but you don't see them as they're precious.
Right.
You see it as precious. It's like, this is my value.
Right.
Privilege,
right. This we spent last time already. That the Indian of mezuzah is that. The Indian of mezuzah is that when you come in and out of your house, you're going to work, you should remember, right, that, what?
That's the message.
Right.
And, put it on your arm.
But that you have to, the point is that the mitzvah mezuzah is that mitzvah also reminds you constantly that when you're going out to work, wherever you're going, no, remember what's going on. Remember Yichud Hashem. Remember that constantly is Pegeh B'Yichud Hashem. And this is not just the point to be an Eved. Here it's to goof to protect you from that shmir that you need. And if you do this, then the end of the pasuk is gevaldik. L'man yirbu yimeichem mevenechem alo adama. According to this pshat, the l'man yirbu is gevaldik. So according to Rashi's pshat, what's the l'man yirbu? Right? So Rashi says, it's hard to understand. According to Rashi's pshat, it's out of order. I mean, if you do this, then what? L'man yirbu yimeichem alo adama shenishba. According to Rashi, you're already in Golos. Right? The pasuk was telling you, keep the mitzvahs in Golos. So what's the Laman Yirbu? Alo Adoma. According to this pshat, it's Gevaldik. According to this pshat, the point is Faker. I'm giving you now the tools. You're going to have bounty. You're going to have a lot of stuff. But Hishomu Lachem, Penif to Levavchem. You're about to go off the derech. Oh, what's the Shmira? Santo or some of us, the Dabrava, wherever you go, learn Torah, talk in Torah, speak in Torah. That's in the Tzitz chat. Now the Laman Yibra is amazing. If you do this, then you'll take a stay on the Adama. Asher Nishma Hashem, Ravasechem Lossism, Kmi Hashemayim Alaret. And by the way, according to this, that's pshat in the Gemara, which says, let me see if they have the Gemara here. There's a Gemara. There's a Gemara that says that why were the maybe it's more Megillah. The Gemara says that why were the Ziknei Bavel Zoicha Tarichus Yamin? So the Gemara says because it's only Al Hadama, and they were in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael, so you shouldn't get a Richus Yamin. So it says because they were Mashkim and Mariv to go to the Beis HaKnesses. They wake up early to go to shul and late to go to shul. So Zok to Kliyaka, pshat is because the shuls of Bavel are going to get, are like Eretz Yisrael. The shuls of Chutzlaretz have a din of Eretz Yisrael. So Bemela, since they spend so much time in shul, they get a Rechus Yamin because they like there in Eretz Yisrael. But it's Tamaz, they're more partial anyway. Pshat is if you're spending your morning and your night in shul, so that means your whole day is surrounded by Torah. Your whole day is surrounded by Torah, so then you have a kiyum of this thing. That you're gonna end up being able to stay in Eretz. You're basically living with this message that your whole day is surrounded by Torah. That you're not gonna allow that thing, that nisayon, to pull you away into galus. And that's the end of the parasha.